Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
In Louisiana, employees from every industry enjoy equal air quality in the workplace. They're protected from the hazardous effects of breathing smoke at work, and that's a good thing because everyone deserves the same basic right to smoke-free air.
Some restrictions apply, not true for workers in bars or casinos in the state of Louisiana, including bartenders, cocktail waitresses, dealers, musicians, and all other employees. When we say equal, we mean just for some people.
Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all Louisiana workers. See the results of recent air quality testing in local bars and casinos at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinla.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown? Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Hello, everybody, and good morning. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network and our website, www.onpointcxmas.com. Well, it's Tuesday, April 24th, and it's 7:36 a.m. We hope that your Tuesday morning is off to a great start. It's another beautiful, crisp, cool spring morning. And as always, if you're driving in, please slow down. Make sure that you stay engaged. Make sure that you're always watching out for school buses and slowing down through school zones. It's our plea every single morning because you know what? We drop off to school every single morning, and we know many of you are. And we know that many people are in a hurry in the morning, that you're getting those emails and your day starts early. But please stay engaged. Make sure that you're careful, and make sure that you're careful for the people around you. Also, remember, we have people, visitors in our city. The golf SWAC tournament is still going on, so please be mindful and show our guests that Southern hospitality that we are so well known for right here in Alexandria. And so we welcome all of our guests to the Twin Cities this morning. Hope that you're having a great stay. You know, switching gears this morning, on yesterday, DC and I were talking about the Jazz Fest and what an amazing time we had this past weekend, and that spinned us into a conversation that we really didn't know was going to happen. But after that conversation, we got lots of emails and lots of text messages, and it was an important conversation to have for so many reasons. And you know, one of the things that we have really tried to do in all that we've done is to try to be really transparent, DC. And I know that a lot of people may be wondering why and how and what's that about. Well, there is so much freedom in being transparent and putting your truth out there. And, you know, when you put your truth out there, you're no longer held hostage to things that you think that people may or may not know because you just put it out there. And it's like Laura Kepler, Miss America 2012, said, is that when you put it out there, you own your power. And so by sharing our truths and sharing where we've been, we hope that it will inspire others as well. And so after yesterday's show, the producer in David Christmas got very busy. And we went into our network and we said, who can we pull that is an expert on this subject that can come in and that can talk about marriage, that can talk about the sanctity of that, and that can really piggyback on the conversation that we were having on yesterday, DC, and to really empower couples to be their best self and to really go through that period of revitalization and being restored, especially in those times where couples have felt like we're at an impasse and we're pretty much wrapped. And so after we left the show, not only were we busy doing volunteerism and other things, but we went into our network and we found a lady that is just absolutely powerful. And she's written a new book, and it's called Why Can't He Be More Like Me? 9 Secrets to Understanding Your Husband. And so, DC, the great part of being part of the OPT network is that we have many resources to pull from.
Absolutely.
And we did just that.
Absolutely.
And so what we did is we got on the phone, DC got on the phone with publicists and people who are in the business, and we said, you know what, who can we find that is a leading expert that is not only an expert, because when we talk about this subject, DC, it's really critical to us that the people that talk about marriage and staying together and what it takes to create a successful marriage actually have a successful marriage.
Absolutely.
And Poppy has been married for more than 3 decades,
and she is biblically based, and she really, really, her passion and her mission is to really inspire women. To inspire women to live their best self and to understand that, you know, it takes so much to make a relationship work.
Absolutely. And Ms. Smith were one of the people that we had on deck that was going to be coming later on.
Mm-hmm.
But since we started talking about relationships, and her situation is just a different as an aspect of relationships. So we just kind of wanted to kind of go into that vein,
mm-hmm.
and have somebody with the educational background, also the experience and the knowledge to come on and actually speak about relationships.
Absolutely. And that the biblical principles, because I tell you what, you know, we speak to believers and unbelievers alike. But in order to have a long-term relationship, it's going to take some Jesus. It's going to take some spiritual principles. It's going to take a lot of spiritual work to make that happen. And so as our conversation continued off of the air on yesterday, we started looking at what statistics said about divorce. And the recent research indicates that more than 50% of marriages in the United States end in divorce. And not only do they end in divorce, but they end in divorce within the first 15 months. You know?
That's high. And not to mention, you know, T.D. Jakes was saying, mm-hmm. the divorce rate in the church is higher than that in the secular world.
Absolutely. And so this
now, that is puzzling.
That is puzzling. And it makes you really wonder what's happening. And in yesterday's conversation, as I said, D.C., we always want to be transparent, and we're not holding ourselves up as a couple that has perfection in any way, or, you know, we have had our ups and downs, and if you're in any type of long-term relationship, you can expect that will happen. But what we've tried to do is share our experience, our life, and our hope. And yesterday when we walked away from the microphone, because DC and I have always, no matter where we were in our relationship, we've always been able to talk to each other. And we said that more than anything, the conversations that we have should be conversations of provocation. And what that really means is that when we take the mic, especially together, DC, we hope to do one thing, and that's to provoke people to think.
Thought-provoking conversations.
Absolutely. And we feel like...
Not trying to tell anybody what to do.
Exactly. And I knew you were going to say,
you know,
that.
Because we're not... We don't like telling people what to do. You know, we like attraction rather than promotion.
Mm-hmm.
We're not promoting anything, but we are asking that people start to think about what they need to do and how they need to change. And that's what causes change.
And that's what we were talking about yesterday. That is exactly what causes change. And we talk about it all the time. If you change your thinking, then eventually you will change your mind. You will change the mindset. And I know that there are a lot of people, especially DC, that are going through challenges right now. And really sort of that's what we kind of felt from the emails and the messages that we got,
right,
that some people were going through some real challenges.
Absolutely. And we felt it was that important,
mm-hmm.
that we had the book, but we hadn't read it. So what we did was last night was crash read the book. Just went in and read the whole book overnight so that we would be knowledgeable enough to actually speak with her about the book.
Absolutely. We absolutely devoured the book, and we loved the book, because what we saw is that the book was talking about many of the same things that we were sharing on yesterday. And more than anything, when you look at more than 50% of couples who get married are ending in divorce, even higher in the church, and within 15 months people are getting out, we know that we've got to start having some serious conversation. And we were saying, you know, just yesterday, that what is the message that we're sending to our kids? Because we know that if a relationship is not successful, that our kids do what they see us do. They don't necessarily do what we tell them to do.
Right.
And you had some really, really strong issues or
right, or we have, or we have kids who decide that if this is what a relationship is, I'd rather not be in one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd just rather just be alone.
Right, and so the message that we're sending to our kids is a strong message, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. And so we really need to be mindful that the things that happen in a relationship affect the entire family. And so this is the conversation that we want to flow in this morning. And what we're asking you to do this morning is to really listen with your heart, because your mind will tell you that you've had enough. You're not going to, let me tell you, I'm not telling you what I heard. I'm telling you what I know, because last night as I was finishing the book and I was meditating on this morning's show, and we were lying there, and I can remember lying there at a time at in our marriage where we were at an impasse, where the words were not spoken, because even in the anger, and remember we said yesterday, be careful what comes out of your mouth, even in the anger and the resentment and the hostility and everything that was going on at our relationship in our relationship at the time, we knew better than to verbalize those things. But I can remember thinking, I'm wrapped, I'm done, this is it. But I'm here to tell you, and Poppy is going to share with us not only her more than three decades of experience, her biblical teaching, and her educational teaching, that there are ways that we can come back, that we can recover, that we can be restored and renewed in our marriage, and that we can find those things that we loved in our spouses, and we can really begin to nurture that. And ladies, I don't know why, but we are the peacemakers, I believe, in our relationship, and we've got to be bendable, and we've got to be pliable, and we've got to step out when our spouses are being not so nice and things are not looking good, and we have to be the change. We have to start to implement that change, even when it doesn't feel good. And yesterday I was going back in my mind, and there were lots of other couples out there that we didn't mention, that we saw, and we admired those couples. And we really want to begin to provoke couples to thinking and provoke couples to want to come back together. Because if you're together, there was something about each of you that you admired, that you loved, that just gave you a sense of well-being at one point. And we're trying to invoke that again. And we're going to do it one conversation at a time. And I promise you, if you will just open up your mind to, here's the word again, to possibility, even in your relationship, I guarantee you that you can begin to implement change one day, 1 minute, one thing at a time. We're going to take a quick break here. You're on point, everybody. It's Tuesday, April 24th, and don't worry, this is going to be a show that is going to inspire you to want to be the change that you want to see in your relationship. We're going to take a quick break here, but we're back right after this. Make this Mother's Day special at Dillard's Alexandria. Get inspired with your choice of designer brands, including handbags, an amazing shoe salon, cosmetics, fragrance sets, jewelry, lingerie, home accessories, plus so much more. The possibilities for Mother's Day at Dillard's Alexandria are countless. Remember, Mother's Day is May 13th. Make this Mother's Day memorable by shopping Dillard's Alexandria for the style of your life. Dillard's Alexandria, 3437 Masonic Drive. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Hinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Are your finances giving you a heartache? A free financial checkup from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is the cure. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is giving away free financial checkups through April 15th. Come into Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for your free financial checkup. You'll have the opportunity to sit down with Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's money doctors to carefully examine your credit and let them help you find the best financial treatment for you. Call us at 473-4562. Get one-on-one advice concerning a healthy debt-to-income ratio and get simple budgeting advice. There's no cost, no obligation, no pressure. Come into Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for a free financial checkup now through April 15th.
The credit union with a heart.
Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Member NCUA.
Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet? Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Every day, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
KS Productions, in conjunction with Peabody Magnet High School, takes great pride in presenting the screenplay masterpiece, Don't Shoot Me. Six students, six bad decisions, one heartbreaking consequence. Ripped from today's headlines, Corey Randolph Whitsett is an award-winning playwright. Don't Shoot Me is a must-see play. April 28th at Peabody Magnet High School, 7 p.m. Tickets available at Smiley's Barbershop or phone Basil Smith at 318-709-0464 or Charles P. King at 318-447-2966.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Best-selling author, Stormy Omardian.
Oh, it's so good to be with you, Carlette. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Stormy, for people who don't know Stormy's story, you have such an amazing story. I want you to talk about what formed who you now are.
My mother was mentally ill, and we were very poor. I was born into that family with my dad working a lot and my mother sick. And she was very abusive and physically and verbally. But I think what affected me the most was being locked in a closet in my early childhood. And that's the way my mother coped with me. She couldn't cope with life, let alone a small child.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of the Dr. Oz Show on SiriusXM. And I've been On Point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent.
And I've been On Point
with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. We could not be more excited about this show. And let me just say at the top of this introduction, if you know somebody that is having challenges in their marriage, if you know a single woman who is hoping and believing God that she wants to be married, you need to phone her and tell her she needs to be on point. Also for couples, for singles, this is a show you will not want to miss. You can also log on to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com and you can listen live. I want to introduce you guys to an incredible woman of God. Her name is Poppy Smith. She was born in England and she grew up in several different parts of the country. She grew up and lived in Sri Lanka, Singapore, and Kenya. She is a best-selling author. She's an international speaker. She is a teacher leading Bible study fellowship, and she has a master's in spiritual formation and ministers extensively in the United States and around the world, and she's been doing so for many, many years. She is the author of the newest book, Why Can't He Be More Like Me? 9 Secrets to Understanding Your Husband. Her passion, I believe, is to inspire women to thrive. And we welcome Poppy Smith to the OPT Network for the very first time. Poppy, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Poppy, all I can say is that the book is absolutely real. It is incredible and it is a must read for all couples who are having, even if you're not having challenges, if you're in a relationship, this is a must-read book, Why Can't He Be More Like Me? I want you to talk about, Poppy, first of all, why you wrote the book.
Well, I wrote the book to give hope to women who are in marriages where they clash with their husbands. Now, I'm not talking about abuse, so I want to just clarify that.
Absolutely.
I'm talking about where your personalities don't mesh, where he thinks one thing, you think the other, where you respond differently. Often this comes out of not only our personality type, but also our upbringing. Even if you married the boy next door, so to speak, you still came from a different culture. Maybe his parents were expressive, or his parents were repressive and never said anything, which was the case in our marriage. My husband and I have been married many, many years, and for many, many years, I felt it would never improve, and that I would, because I was committed to the Lord, I was committed to the marriage, even though I was very unhappy and sometimes would think about other people, other men, and thinking, oh, I could be much happier with somebody like that.
Mm-hmm.
I still felt, you know, this was what the Lord wants me to do. I was being obedient to him, and I had no biblical grounds for divorce.
Mm-hmm.
But it was difficult because, you know, my husband was raised in a strong Christian patriarchal home,
mm-hmm.
and they were non-expressive, non-verbal, and it was very difficult. And I came from an English home, non-Christian, but warm, loving, and yet my mother ran the home
mm-hmm.
because she used her emotions to get her way.
Mm-hmm. And I think, Poppy, that is critical, because we were talking about this, and I think that this is critical for a lot of women, because many of us come from a very matriarchal-driven home where the mother is the head. And oftentimes, those are single mothers who have raised families. But in some cases, they are dual families where the mother is the lead. And that really changes the dynamic of who we are as women.
Absolutely, it does, because we've been raised with mothers who had to be strong, and therefore they exhibit these characteristics of, you know, making sure the kids do what they're supposed to do, or mothers who were overwhelmed
mm-hmm.
and just couldn't cope and went to other things to keep them going, whether it was serial lovers kind of thing, or alcohol or
mm-hmm.
drugs or whatever. But, you know, many women cannot cope or feel they cannot cope with life circumstances, and they look for some way of escape. So growing up in that kind of home, you absorb that. You
mm-hmm.
know, we are so shaped by our upbringing. It is amazing how much of how we were raised and our parents or our mother's values have influenced us.
Absolutely, and a lot of that control, and I'll
mm-hmm.
just use the word and put it out there because it is about control. A lot of that control we bring into our marriage. And so when you have come from that matriarchal background, you don't understand, especially if you don't have the biblical principles and
mm-hmm.
the spiritual guidance, you don't understand what your role is as the woman. And so therein, conflict starts right from the beginning, whether you know it or not.
Yes, it does. You know, probably even if on the honeymoon, if they have one, where there's differences and they appear. I heard somebody say just recently that in the first week of marriage, say you're on your honeymoon, something will appear that will continue to be an issue throughout your marriage, and it can be true. You
mm-hmm.
know, you realize you are not alike. And it comes as a shock. I really think as women, you know, we're so romantic about this. Most of us long to be married. We
mm-hmm.
long to belong. We want a good, stable male husband in our lives. And we think that, without even thinking, I think it's an assumption that we are marrying our clone.
Mm-hmm.
We are marrying somebody just like us. We are marrying somebody like a good girlfriend
mm-hmm.
who's
going
to listen to us, agree with us, empathize with us, do what we want,
mm-hmm.
we do together, and everything is just so wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is, we did not marry our girlfriend. He's not going to be like a girlfriend, necessarily listening to you, gazing at you, spending hours over a meal and chatting about everything around the world. I mean, we married a man, and there's some big differences
mm-hmm.
biologically that make men respond differently, and we pine away wishing he was different.
Mm-hmm. And we do that for years. And I want to talk about, Poppy, because I love that you're so open in the book. I want to talk about the fact that so many women were just like yourself. And for years and years and years, you were married, but you were hurting.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk about the whole idea of that. And just putting it out there that you can be married and you can feel so alone and you can hurt for years and years and years. But there is possibility even in that, that it can be turned around.
There is. But it begins with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can pine and wish and say, oh, if only he was like this, I would be so happy and so on and so forth. You can compare. Well, look at Joan down the road. I mean, she's got a husband who seems to wait on her and love her mm-hmm. and provide for her. And, you know, so we can go that road. Or we can just be flat out just mad and angry and verbally abusive, which I was for a while. It was only when I worked in a domestic violence shelter as a volunteer for a few years and read a lot on abuse that I realized that verbal abuse is present, you know, mm-hmm. in a lot of us who just fling stuff out.
And how did you come to that truth for yourself? Because sometimes it's hard for women to realize their own self-truths.
Right. For me, it was, you know, I came from a non-Christian home. I had a real experience of salvation at 17. I had a deep desire, I know given by God, to please him. Above anything, I wanted to please him. My problem was I didn't know how. And so I met my husband, as I said, in Africa, in Kenya. He was from the States. I was from another culture. You know, there's a 10-year age difference. There were many, many factors that if you'd been older and wiser, you would have recognized
mm-hmm.
were sort of warning flags of what was to come. But I was verbal. I was lonely. I was angry. My husband was in his training for 5 years. He was gone. And when he was home, he was exhausted. And I knew no one in the country. Now, I know my circumstances are not, you know, mirrored in
right.
other people's. But whatever it is that causes you to be angry and unhappy, eventually, I mean, I would pray, God, change him. Please change
mm-hmm.
him. And, you know, and then as I was praying this one day with tears on my knees, the thought came to me, I know from the Holy Spirit, and it was, why, Poppy? Why do you want me to change Jim? And I realized it was so life would be easier for me.
Mm.
It wasn't that he was a terrible person. I mean, he wasn't knocking me around or anything like that.
Right.
But it would be easier for me. In other words, it was that control thing you just have
right.
mentioned.
Right.
I wanted things my way. I mm-hmm. wanted him to agree with me on what we spent money on. I wanted him to do what I wanted when we had some spare time. And, you know, I wanted to run the show, which was my mother all over again.
Absolutely.
And out came. And then finally one day, you know, I was just so emotionally going back and forth. I finally got to the point where I cried out to God, Lord, change me.
Mm.
That's where I have to begin. Lord, change me. And you know what the phrase that came out of my mouth? God, I hate who I have become.
Wow.
Because I'd become this bitter, angry person who wanted to just walk away. And that was not God's intention.
Wow. Let's take a quick break here. We're going to come back with more Poppy Smith. The book is Why Can't He Be More Like Me? 9 Secrets to Understanding Your Husband. It's a powerful conversation. We're back after this.
there are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Best-selling author, Lisa Bevere.
And when you start writing this book and you start looking at the metaphor and the imagery of the lioness, you talk about awakening something uncontainable.
There is an amazing quote that I found when I was really on this pursuit. He said, if ever there comes a time when the women of the world come together purely and simply for the benefit of mankind, it will be a force. There's that uncontainable. It will be a force such as the world has never known.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If you're just joining our show this morning, we're joined by best-selling author Poppy Smith. The book is Why Can't He Be More Like Me? 9 Secrets to Understanding Your Husband. And we're talking about really the true value of wedded bliss. And Poppy just has really years of biblical teaching, been married for well over 3 decades. And you bring so much common sense and wisdom and experience to this book. And before we went to the break, we were talking about really self, understanding self-truth and changing oneself. And I want you to just really, Poppy, share with those women that are in denial about their own self-truth, how you really become open to that so you can begin change.
Well, I do think it's an act of the Holy Spirit who moves on our hearts to see who we are and how we're coming across. Excuse me. It's not all one person's fault. Change is needed by both, but you cannot change the other person. You can only change yourself. Excuse me. So for me, it was realizing I didn't want to be the person that I was, you know, sarcastic, angry, irritable. I wanted to be a woman who pleased the Lord. I wanted to, you know, have the fruit of the Spirit. I mean, we look at that, you know, love, joy, peace, patience. Well, where else but in our marriage do we need to begin? I mean, to have patience with a husband instead of snapping at them, and to continue on to persevere in prayer, look for ways that, you know, you can change yourself. And that comes, I believe, through prayer and crying out to God. Now, that is not to say that a husband does not need to change, but it is to say that your weapons are prayer and a godly life in front of them. You know, 1 Peter 3:1 talks about winning your husband without a word. Well, that cuts out a lot of what we do to win our husbands to Christ, because we do the opposite.
That's right.
You know, we give all these words and these lectures and telling them, you know, logically, if we're that type, why Christianity is true and they need salvation. And other times in anger we'll say, you know, you're a sinner and you do these awful things and you don't listen to me and, you know, you make me unhappy and you're supposed to love me. And you know how it is, the battle that goes back and forth. And the fact is, Peter says very clearly, don't do it. Don't use your tongue to try and win your husband or man to Christ.
Wow.
He says, live it. Live it out. And the fruit of the Spirit is a good guideline.
And you know, Poppy, I'm sitting here and in the Spirit, I'm hearing those women say, why is it that the woman has to work so hard?
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that as a follower of Jesus, we are offering our lives and our marriage and our tongues and our attitudes to Him. And we're saying, Lord, is this pleasing to You? What do You want to change in me? It has nothing to do, in one sense, with the outcome, which is, you know, working together with our husbands to achieve harmony in the home and in the marriage. For me, it is, will I do this for Him? I think, I can't remember if I tell this story. I think I do in the book, but you know, there was an issue because of my husband's very conservative background and my non-Christian background. And so there was something that I was doing, you know, putting something on, a makeup issue kind of thing. And he was raised in a home where women did not wear makeup. It was very conservative. So here I was in my 20s, you know, coming from a home where my mother wore makeup. We never thought anything of it. And I put some on, and I could tell, my husband never said anything, but I could tell he was upset. Mm-hmm. And I remember the next day on my knees just saying to God, it is not fair. Why should...
Right.
I'm a feisty woman, as you can tell. Mm-hmm. It is not fair. Why should I, you know? And you know what the Lord brought to my mind was from John 21, where three times he said to Peter, do you love me?
Mm.
Do you love me? Do you love me? And each time I said, yes, God, but, you know, and finally I sensed the Lord saying to me in the spirit, Poppy, will you do this for me?
Right.
And, you know, and that is how I've been able to see change in myself and in my attitudes and in my marriage, because it was a way of honoring God, and out of honoring God, I was honoring my husband's wish.
Absolutely.
Now, years later, I wear makeup. I do all sorts of things. And he never says a word, and it's really a non-issue.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, you know, we need to get over this lump in our throat that says, I am not going to do what he wants, and submission is ridiculous. I don't even talk about submission. I talk about working together to produce a harmonious marriage, and it comes with our heart focused on Christ.
That's good. And this is what I want us to share with women, Poppy, because our vision and our hearts is to really encourage, uplift, and enlighten women one conversation at a time. Now, what we're saying is not that men don't have to do some work, but as women, or one woman to many women, we understand the perspective from which we think and from which we come. And in order to implement change, it does have to start with yourself. And I hear women in the spirit saying, you know what, I've tried that. I've done that. I've prayed. I've, you know, I've fasted. I've done all that I know to do. And I'm still not seeing change. I'm still lonely. I'm still at that impasse of being unhappy in a long-term relationship.
But you see, there's a root misunderstanding there. And that is why are you seeking to be different, to do these things. Because in essence, it's manipulative. We're doing it in order to get him to change.
Mm-hmm.
But what if we do it because we love the Lord? He has saved us. He has cleansed us.
Mm-hmm.
He is our strength. He is for us. We have hope for after this life. I mean, all the wonderful things, the inner strengthening things that enable us to thrive, that comes through what Christ has done for us and who he is today through the Spirit. And if our desire is to please him, then, and there's no effect, so be it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing is, you are getting closer to the Lord.
And
that's the problem. If we say, I'm going to do all this in order that,
right,
and then in order that never happens, he leaves you, he's worse than ever, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you're doing? You're saying, you're bargaining. God,
it's a fleece, really.
A good little girl,
mm-hmm,
so that he will turn around and be this wonderful man.
Absolutely.
Forget that.
Absolutely.
The point is, do it for the Lord, because he wants you to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, which is your thinking, be changed, become more like Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, scripture is full of that. And that is the motivation. Lord, I want to please you because I love you.
Absolutely. And what we got to do is we got to take a quick break here, Poppy. Mm-hmm. But when we come back, I want to talk about that self-will that you've been talking about, and coming mm-hmm out of that self-will and coming into the knowledge of who God has called you to be. We've got to take a quick break, but we're back right after this.
Okay.
I hope you know that this has nothing to do with you. It's personal, myself and I. We got some straightening out to do. And I'm gonna miss you like a child misses their blanket.
Time to be a big girl now.
Make this Mother's Day special at Dillard's Alexandria. Get inspired with your choice of designer brands, including handbags, an amazing shoe salon, cosmetics, fragrance sets, jewelry, lingerie, home accessories, plus so much more. The possibilities for Mother's Day at Dillard's Alexandria are countless. Remember, Mother's Day is May 13th. Make this Mother's Day memorable by shopping Dillard's Alexandria for the style of your life. Dillard's Alexandria, 3437 Masonic Drive. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Are your finances giving you a heartache? A free financial checkup from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is the cure. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is giving away free financial checkups through April 15th. Come into Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for your free financial checkup. You'll have the opportunity to sit down with Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's money doctors to carefully examine your credit and let them help you find the best financial treatment for you. Call us at 473-4562. Get one-on-one advice concerning a healthy debt-to-income ratio and get simple budgeting advice. There's no cost, no obligation, no pressure. Come into Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for a free financial checkup now through April 15th.
The credit union with a heart.
Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Member NCUA.
Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
This evening, happy hour is happening all over Louisiana, and the crowd is going to be smoking.
When we say smoking, it's because Louisiana bars and casinos are the only places in our state where workers are forced to breathe the hazardous effects of secondhand smoke. When we say happy hour, we really mean unhappy hour. Restrictions on breathing clean air apply.
Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all Louisiana workers. Get information on smoke-free venues and events at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
This is Corwith Davis, Inglewood Farm, Alexandria Green Market Minute. It is a natural fact that you are what you eat. Do you know where your food comes from? Do you know how it was grown and who prepared it? To answer these questions and find fresh, local, delicious farm products, and meet the farmer who grew them. Simply visit the Green Market at the Alexandria Museum of Art every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. This week, Inglewood Farm is selling pasture-raised eggs and a wide array of seasonal organic vegetables. Westmark Farms, a new vendor at the market, is selling delicious goat milk products straight from Monroeville, Louisiana. So come meet your farmer, connect with neighbors, and reconnect with beautiful downtown Alexandria at the Green Market this Saturday and every Saturday between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. Museum of Art between City Hall and the Red River in downtown Alexandria. The Inglewood Farm Alexandria Green Market Minute. I'm Corwith Davis. Inglewood Farm is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
KS Productions, in conjunction with Peabody Magnet High School, takes great pride in presenting the screenplay masterpiece, Don't Shoot Me. Six students, six bad decisions, one heartbreaking consequence. Ripped from today's headlines, Corey Randolph Whitsett is an award-winning playwright. Don't Shoot Me is a must-see play. April 28th at Peabody Magnet High School, 7 p.m. Tickets available at Smiley's Barbershop or phone Basil Smith at 318-709-0464 or Charles P. King at 318-447-2000. 2966. On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today. There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow & Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow & Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow & Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow & Associates, Marksville.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official ODT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Welcome back to the OPT, everybody. If you're just joining the show, we're joined by Poppy Smith. She is a best-selling author, and the book we're talking about is Why Can't He Be More Like Me? 9 Secrets to Understanding Your Husband. And Poppy, we were having just an incredible conversation during the break. And I really want to get to the point where we talk about, after being in a hurting relationship for so long, and there are people that feel like there's no return from the brink, that you did come back after hurt and resentment and anger and pain. And I want you to talk about that journey.
Okay. Well, like I said, and I say in the book, you know, the first 5 years I was ricocheting between despair and anger and just crying and outbursts and so on. And I finally got to the point where I just cried out to God, you know, change me. I just hate who I am, and I never intended to be this kind of angry, bitter person. And Lord, I need you to change me. And then comes, by the work of the Holy Spirit, the thoughts, you know, about you just exploded and, you know, asked me for help to recognize it. Because one time I remember I was still, even after I asked God to change me, it doesn't happen miraculously.
No.
You have to work with God to change behaviors that are dishonoring to him. He wants us to be godly women. By that, I don't mean just going to church all the time. I mean women who, from our hearts, want to please him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he first loved us, as John says in 1 John. And we want to love him back. That is a work of the Holy Spirit, to stir up in us a love for the Lord, not going through rituals, but from our heart, I want to please you. And so God just started drawing me in this way and showing me where I, you know, was starting to lose it. And I remember just crying out and saying, God, I get irritated so fast, and then I say things, and I'm, you know, this. I want to change. I don't want to be like this. So that's, I think, a core heart desire and prayer, mm-hmm. is, Lord, search me. Show me where I am living in a way that is not honoring to you. Would I do that if you were standing right here? Would I say these things? Would I act like that? No, I wouldn't. I'd be ashamed of it. Then why aren't I? Because I am walking before Christ. And I remember the Lord just, you know, helping me realize one day after I'd prayed this that I was starting to be tense. I was starting to feel irritated.
Mm-hmm.
And I caught it and was able to deal with it. Now, the first thing the Lord said to me was, Poppy, zip your lips.
Mm.
Zip your lips. It is three words that I think all of us women need. Just don't say anything. But that's not the end. I don't mean to swallow it and create a huge well filled with rage and bitterness and grudges. But zip your lips stops at least half the trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we haven't said it, then, you know, it's not out there to create, well, you said this and
exactly.
I said that and so on. Zip your lips. Then if you can't do that because you're just so angry and it's just about to come out of your mouth,
right?
You know, then the next word from the Lord was, Poppy, leave the room.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would leave the room, and I go, the only place any of us can go to be alone, at least if we have kids in the house.
The bathroom?
The bathroom, right. So I go to the bathroom, and I would pour it all out. And mm-hmm. I teach on this, and I say, look, we are physical beings. Mm-hmm. We have adrenaline raging through us when we're upset. So you need to get that lowered. It's not good to live with adrenaline going all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I would pour out to God, like David did in the Psalms, God, I am so angry. Why is he like this? Why can't he see my way? Why, mm-hmm. why? You know, until I was, you know, you feel spent when you've,
absolutely.
If you had a big blowout, mm-hmm. you feel just, and it's a physical thing. So I did that. And then I would start saying to the Lord, and I'd say, show me what made me so angry. Because we want wisdom. I remember when I wrote and speak about this, I said, we don't want to be like stupid little hamsters on a wheel.
Absolutely.
And you go round and round and round and round and round as fast as you can go. You're angry and you're burning off all this energy. But you're going nowhere. You're
right.
Stationary. You're stuck. You keep repeating these same issues. So I would say to the Lord, show me what made me react like this or feel like this. It can be that you feel put down, you feel disrespected, you feel that you're never listened to, you feel hurt, childhood issues,
mm-hmm.
family of origin issues can be behind it. We're not all psychiatrists. We don't really know, but something has caused us to react like that. And then I would move on and I would say, Lord, show me how to build my marriage. Proverbs 14:1 is something I think every woman needs to read.
Mm-hmm.
It says, the wise woman builds
right.
her house. I use the word relationship or her marriage relationship
right.
for house. The wise woman builds. It is a principle of positive response and of inner change. If I'm not building, am I tearing down?
That's right.
And the other half of the proverb is, and the foolish woman
tears her
it down
That's
with
right.
her own hands. And I have this talk where I talk about, instead of hands, let's think of our mind. Because I would spend every day in those mm-hmm. early years thinking of all the ways my husband made me angry, that I didn't like, and that, you know, I was. And so when he came home, what was I like? I was like a volcano
mm-hmm.
because my thoughts led to my mood, and my mood led to what came out of my mouth. Mind, mood, mouth, they're so connected. So where do we begin? We begin by changing our mind, and I would start feeding my mind with positive things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying forget the things that need changing. They
right.
do need changing.
Right.
But you change your thinking, what you're focusing on, transform, you know, your mind, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. What is Paul talking about? Just very kind of thing. You know, renew your mind so you're focusing on good things. And then out of that, out of that will come, you know, a better mood.
Mm-hmm.
And from a better mood comes better words.
Absolutely. Poppy, the book is absolutely incredible. I want you to give people your website and how they can connect with you and with your work.
Yes. Well, it is simply www.poppysmith.com. I'm also, you know, available for speaking engagements, things like that around the country. And as you said, I've spoken in many, many countries overseas. I just really feel that this is an issue with the huge divorce rate and the despair among many women and the anger among many women, that this is a message to those who are committed to Christ and are crying out, Lord, do something in my marriage. But even if your marriage atmosphere and so on does not change, remember, you're living before God. You're living before Christ. You're living for His glory. And we glorify Him when we live a life that reflects Jesus.
Absolutely. Poppy, I want to thank you so very much. You have just the warmest, sweetest spirit. The book is absolutely phenomenal. And we know that God has raised you up to go around not only the United States, but the world to carry this message. And this message is going to absolutely be life-changing for those who will.
Yes.
The word says that when you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. So for those who are willing, this is a message that is unstoppable.
Thank you so much. It's just been a joy to share the power of God to change people, change me, change my marriage, and so on.
Absolutely. Poppy, again, thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT network.
Thank you for having me.
We'd love to have you back. We've got to take a quick break here, but we'll be back right after this. Poppy, hold on for me 1 second. There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT network. Once again, we want to thank best-selling author Poppy Smith. The book is Why Can't He Be More Like Me? 9 Secrets to Understanding Your Husband. It's in bookstores everywhere, and you can visit her website by logging on to www.poppy, P-O-P-P-Y, Smith, just like it's spelled, .com. You know, DC, it was just an incredible conversation.
Yes.
So much enlightenment, and it just was a real, real gift from God that we had talked about this subject on yesterday. And I know many people are saying, I know that the word says, but what I'd like to say to all listening, whether they're men or women or singles or whomever, is that Poppy and I just, we had an incredible conversation on the air, but we had an even more incredible conversation off the air. And I said to her that I spent many, many years in our relationship manipulating, trying to get what I wanted, doing everything that I could, giving ultimatums, doing whatever to make your will change. And we cannot impose our will on another. And it wasn't until I came into the revelation that the only person that I could change was me that I started to see any change at all.
Absolutely. And that's what everyone has to see. You know, looking at ourselves is the most important thing, because that's the only way we'll be able to change. And so we're looking for people who are experts in this area. Mm-hmm. I know that there are a lot of pastors who deal in the area of relationship, you know, and if you're out there and you're listening, you would like to chime in on helping the community. If you have a lot of input on relationships where you can actually join us on the show and speak to this topic, we would love to have you. You just give us a call at our On Point office at 318-445-5658 or call me at 264-9146. Because you may have a supply to drop in on the community so that, you know, you can help these people in these relationships that are needing assistance.
Absolutely. And I believe that there is no relationship that doesn't need help, even relationships that are in restoration. In order to keep relationships strong and healthy and viable, it is a continued work. And she echoed just what we had said on yesterday about changing your thinking. And I love what she said, mind, mood, mouth, changing your mind. And it begins with mindsets. And ladies, I know maybe it seems like I've been a little bit tough on us, but I just believe that it has to start with us. It has to start with changing ourselves first. And because I know that we want men to be what we want them to be, and so until we do change ourselves, until we do come into self-truth, then we'll never really see change. And I know many people have said, I know the word says, but, and God knows that we're human. But when you hear the word and you don't do the word, James says essentially that you're deceiving yourself. And so I think, I know for me, and Poppy said it was very much the same for her, you have to stop looking at the other person, and you have to start looking inward. You have to start looking for your own truth. You have to start looking at how you can change yourself. And DC said it yesterday, and Poppy even hit on it a little bit today, that your spouse knows when you're being genuine. And so it has to be a genuine, real change before the other person can really receive that, DC.
Absolutely, because a lot of times when people see us attempt to make changes, they kind of look in to see if we're going to stick to it. Or if it's just another way to
cause
them to act in a predetermined manner. Exactly.
Absolutely. And it is a
so it has to be genuine.
Right.
Heartfelt and really real when, you know, we because nobody's perfect. And even when we say we're going to make a change, that doesn't automatically mean that everything about us is going to change at that moment. It's a process.
Mm-hmm.
And once we start, you know, and like we said, you know, all of this is a byproduct of doing the right thing, and it's a lot of little things that we have to do to actually create change in our lives.
Right, and I think that we have to get back to a place of liking each other again.
Absolutely.
And it's possible. It's possible to begin to like each other and really try to rekindle that friendship, those things that brought you together in the beginning, and kind of take it from there.
Really, and a real deep sense, a real deep humility for one another, where you actually have compassion for your spouse.
And isn't that what's missing? Because after we've become angry and resentful, mm-hmm. and bitter and all those ugly adjectives, humility just goes right out the window.
Right. We have to feel for the other person and give them a chance and just, you know, allow that change to take place without, you know, just sort of blowing everything out of proportion.
Or without caving. And Poppy said it at the top of the show. She said, you know, and the research shows that more women are filing for divorce than are men. And because of the idealism that we have learned over the years, sometimes you just feel, especially if you're a woman who is vulnerable, and your husband is not paying particular attention to you, and he doesn't compliment you anymore, and he doesn't feed your ego anymore the way that it needs to be fed. And then there's somebody at work, or there's somebody somewhere else that tells you that you've got it going on, that you look good. And then what the enemy will do is he will perpetually invade your thinking to make you think that this other person is going to be better.
Right.
And it's a trick.
Makes you think that the grass is greener on the other side.
Absolutely. And we said this yesterday as we were working and we were looking for Poppy. And that's why we know Poppy is a divine appointment sent to the OPT network for all of us. We said that there is nothing more. See, God started the Bible with marriage, and he ended the Bible in marriage. And there are forces in the universe that are constantly vying to separate the two. Because, see, when two come together,
absolutely,
Huh. What kind of power is there?
Absolutely. And the whole trick of the enemy is to divide the house.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you tear it down. And when you tear down the family, you tear down community, countries, the world.
Mm-hmm.
And his goal is to tear down the world.
So we are saying to you this morning, it was so heavy on our hearts when we left these microphones yesterday that we wanted to find a leading expert, but not just, and see, this is why we know it was just so God-sent, not just an expert, not just somebody with a lot of education, but somebody that had lived a lot of life, somebody who didn't have a story that was so color-coded that you're right. Like, oh, I could never get there. Somebody right. Who really understood hurt.
Absolutely. And we really appreciate here at On Point Talk, not just saying what the books say. Tell us what you did.
Absolutely.
How did you come out
mm-hmm.
of it? And if you're not out of it, what are you doing now? You know, because it's all about telling your story so that it'll be of assistance to someone else.
Absolutely. The word said that we're justified by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And I'm going to tell you, Poppy wasn't always a Christian. Like she said, she comes from Britain and she didn't have that background, but she came to the salvation of God and she entrenched herself in the word. And she wasn't just happy to entrench herself in the word, but she understood that she needed to make the word applicable to her life in order to have what the book said she could have. And then that began to change her husband. The word began to work on him. And I'm telling you, I told Poppy, I said, you know, for years and years and years, I was like every other woman. I did everything I could to change DC. And I was determined without a doubt that I could change him, I could fix him, and I could make it right. And then one day, I said, Uncle, I give. I said, God, I give. I prayed, I cried, I fasted, I prayed some more, cried some more, went to the church, you know, every time the doors open. You know, I did what I thought I was supposed to be doing, but it wasn't until I surrendered myself to God and said, okay, God, what is the deal? I stopped having this monologue with God.
And the church helped.
Oh, we wouldn't be here right. Were it not for understanding the word. But right. Guess what? The church is not going to help at all if you don't do the word. Right. You know, but I stopped having this monologue and started having a dialogue and really just had to sit down and start listening and doing those things that I didn't want to do. That I vowed, okay, I've had enough. God can't want this for my life. He can't. But then I started hearing God, DC.
Right. We're out of time.
Oh, no.
Yes.
You got to be kidding.
No.
DC, what's the most important thing that you want to share with men? Because we've talked a lot about women, but what, I mean, I know we're out of time, but just real quick.
Well, I would say to men is they have to look into their women's hearts. And they have to be able to see where their women are hurting and try to help them up. And you have to help her up, you know, and you have to help her, you know, when she's trying to. Because everything that women are doing, I believe, is to help the situation, even if they're going about it the wrong way. They're trying to get it going properly. So we as men have to try to look into it also and try to have a humility and a compassion for our wives and try to join them and put. But we have to put the resentment aside.
Mm-hmm.
We first have to get the hurt and the pain out so that we can actually have a dialogue like what you're saying. But
wow.
That's it.
Oh, y'all, thank you so much. We love you. He's giving me the big old rap sign. We love you. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself today. Don't forget, be the change that you want to see. Thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT network for Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas. I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great Tuesday. We'll see you right back here on Wednesday. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you.